Lesson 16, Charity. Objective: each young man will seek to develop and express charity. Preparation: 1. Materials needed. A. Standard works for each young man. B. Tape or other materials for posting word strips. 2. Prepare the following word strips. A. Charity is the pure love of Christ. B. Charity suffereth long and is kind. C. Charity envieth not. D. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. E. Charity doth not behave itself unseemly. F. Charity seeketh not her own. G. Charity is not easily provoked. H. Charity thinketh no evil. I. Charity rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Suggested lesson development. Charity is the pure love of Christ. Discussion. What does the word charity mean to you? Let the young men discuss this question. Emphasize that charity is another word for love. Story and discussion. Have the young men listen to see if anyone in the following story showed charity. Craig was a new member of the quorum. He was excited about participating with the rest of the quorum on a camping trip to a lake. It was to be his first camp with the quorum. His family was not active in the church, and the other boys hadn't accepted him as they had other members of the group. When the young men were deciding which car to go in, Craig got last choice. No one wanted to sit by him. When they arrived at camp, he was left in a tent by himself. No one wanted to be his buddy for the swimming events. When work assignments were given, Craig was given more than his share. He didn't seem happy during the week they were at the camp. He spent time by himself, and at the end of the camp, he seemed glad it was time to go home. Why do you think Craig was left out of the group activities? Was anyone charitable in this story? If this happened in your quorum, what could you do to show charity for a new member? Scriptures and discussion. Have a young man read Moroni chapter 7, verses 47 and 48. What is the reward for those who show charity? The Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the early saints in Corinth, advising them to examine their actions to see if they had charity. Have a young man read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 and 2 aloud, while the others follow along in their scriptures. What do you think Paul meant by becoming as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal? If we speak or act insincerely, without the honest intent of the heart, the words or actions are hollow and merely noise. Why might we be considered as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal if we give without the proper attitude? According to verse 2, having charity is more important than what other powerful gift? How did Moroni define charity? The pure love of Christ. Reread Moroni chapter 7, verse 47, if necessary. Word strip and discussion. Post a word strip. A. Charity is the pure love of Christ. Why do you think charity is called the pure love of Christ rather than just love? Charity is more than giving, even more than giving with feeling. It is loving in the way that Christ loves, and being willing to give even your life in the service of others if necessary. Explain that Christ healed, preached, administered to the sick, and gave his life not out of duty or a need to use his power, but out of love. He said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." John chapter 13, verse 34. Scripture and discussion. The Savior said, "Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love." Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. The Apostle John tells us the responsibility we have because of Jesus' love for us. Have a young man read John chapter 15, verse 12. What is this responsibility? We become more charitable by overcoming unfavorable characteristics. Scriptures, word strips, and discussion. Explain that Christ showed us by example how to demonstrate charity. We have been challenged to develop charity in our lives so that we can become more like Him, but sometimes we do things that prevent us from doing so. To learn further characteristics of charity, have a young man read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Have the young man reading the scripture insert the words, Aaronic priesthood holders who have charity, at the beginning of the verse. Post word strip E, charity doth not behave itself unseemly. What is unseemly behavior? To behave in an improper or unbecoming manner. Why is behaving in this way uncharitable? Post word strip F, charity seeketh not her own. What is another way for saying seeketh not her own? Is not selfish. Explain that becoming completely unselfish like Jesus is a goal we should each work at daily. Elder Marion D. Hanks said, God loves every one of his children, but God needs instruments of his love. He needs those who can carry his love and make it meaningful and personal in the lives of others. Gifts You Can't Wrap, New Era, December 1972, page 18. What can you do to carry Heavenly Father's love to other people? How can this help you overcome selfishness? Post word strip G, charity is not easily provoked. What does it mean to be provoked? To become angry, upset, lose one's temper. Present the following situation in your own words. Todd's younger brother liked Todd's bike very much. One day he borrowed the bike without asking. When Todd found out, he immediately flew into a rage without giving his brother a chance to explain. How can being easily provoked harm us and the other people involved? Post word strip H. Charity thinketh no evil. What are some examples of thinking evil? Vulgar, impure, disrespectful, or unkind thoughts. How does thinking evil influence your behavior? Have a young man read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6. Have the young man reading the scripture insert the words, Aaronic priesthood holders who have charity, at the beginning of the verse. Post word strip I, charity rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. What does it mean to not rejoice in iniquity? How do some people rejoice in iniquity? Why is truth so important in our lives? Story. Have the young men listen to an account of how one young man showed charity to a friend. Because of varying standards of life and the after effects of a war, there are many underprivileged children in Taiwan's homeland, Korea. Many live with only the barest of necessities, their parents giving all to get them through school. But Taiwan is fortunate. The Kim family is better off than most families. One morning, Tai Hwan asked his mother, Mom, will you fix me another lunch today? Mrs. Kim prepared another lunch, thinking that her son was growing so fast that he needed a little something extra to eat. Every day afterwards, she would prepare an extra lunch for him to take. One day, Dr. Kim received a telephone call at work from a close friend. Hello, Dr. Kim. How is your family doing nowadays? Why, they're great, replied Dr. Kim cheerfully. The two friends talked back and forth until Mr. Lee blurted out, Are you sure your family isn't having any problems lately? Pausing, Dr. Kim answered quizzically, Why? What's wrong? Dr. Kim, I saw Tai Hwan down on the corner peddling newspapers the other day. You what? Are you sure? I'm positive. I was just concerned about your family's welfare and wanted to check with you. Dr. Kim sat that afternoon in the office puzzled, wondering why Tai Hwan would do such a thing and not mention a word to anyone. That night after dinner, Dr. Kim quietly waited for the opportunity to talk to his son. Finally he said, Tai Hwan, could I speak to you for a minute? Why, sure, Dad. Son, I got a call today from Mr. Lee. He said he saw you downtown selling papers the other day. Is that true? Tai Hwan answered sheepishly, Yes, Dad. But I did it to help a classmate. He didn't have a lunch, so I've been giving my extra one to him. And for every paper we sell, we earn 40 won, 8 cents. Son, why are you doing this? You should have asked me first. But, Dad, every time I help my friend, I feel I'm becoming more like the Good Samaritan. Besides that, I want to help my classmates who aren't as fortunate as I. It's not that big of a thing I am doing. I read about it in my seminary manual and felt it was the thing I ought to do. Taiwan knows the meaning of the Savior's commandment, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." Luke chapter 10, verse 27. Profiting for Others, New Era, June 1979, page 50. Do you know someone you could do something for as Taiwan did for his friend? Conclusion. Scripture and discussion. Explain that we can also develop charity in our lives as we eliminate insincerity, selfishness, impatience, envy, vanity, improper behavior, anger, gossip, and deceit. By following the example of Jesus Christ, we will become more charitable. Read Moroni chapter 7, verses 47 and 48 again, and ask the young men to listen for what they can do to develop charity. What does this scripture tell us to do? What promises are given to those who live charitable lives? Challenge. Challenge the young men to choose someone in their family or among their acquaintances toward whom they could show charity. Encourage them to pray and to seek the help of Heavenly Father in developing the pure love of Christ. You may want to plan a quorum activity where the young men could give charitable service to someone in the ward. End of Lesson 16. Charity.